Hey, this is Dee Rose, author, entrepreneur, and now podcaster. I wanted to get back into blogging because that's how I originally started out. But truth be told, I don't have the time or energy to write a 1,500 to 2,000 word blog. So I'm going to try podcasting. It is my hope that with each episode, you all learn a little bit more about me as an author, an entrepreneur, and just a person. So this is the first episode. It's titled Origin Story. I'm going to give you all a little background on how I got into writing and tell you guys what I'm working on in the future. So let's get into it. So it's 2018. I'm coming up on a year out of undergrad. Shout out to my alma mater, the illustrious Morgan State University. I was not where I wanted to be, like career-wise. I recently learned that I had to get a master's degree if I really wanted to make money and work in the field that I wanted to work in. And school, going back to school, was a big, like, hell no at that point. I wanted to take a break. So yeah, I am suffering from post-grad depression. I am going on interviews, getting denied left and right. I have student loans that are not getting paid because I make enough to just survive, and I'm paying off an education that I can't even use this degree. Like, it's just so many things that I'm thinking about. And with all of that going on, I had also become an avid reader again. So just a little backstory to the backstory. As a kid, I loved reading. I loved writing. Creative writing, language arts. Like, those are my favorite subjects. I loved reading. I used to get all the little bookworm awards, whatever. And in middle school, I played around with poetry writing, songwriting, you know, just things like that. So I think being a creative was always in me. But like, life circumstances kind of like pushed that to the back burner, and like all the way to the back burner. And I didn't even realize it until I started reading again. So in college, of course, I didn't read as much as I wanted to because I studied psychology. So that's all I did anyway, was read theories and experiments and then write papers. So it's like, I didn't even have time to read leisurely because I had to read for school. So coming up on my graduation, I was telling my sister-in-law, now sister-in-law, that I wanted to read more. I said, I want to get back into reading because she reads a lot. And I would like borrow books from her. She had a Kindle. And I'm like, what's that? Like, what's a Kindle? So she told me about it. And I'm like, oh, I want to get back into reading. I want to be on the train, you know, or the metro looking like a professional with my Kindle in hand on my way to my 9-to-5. Good paying job, blah, blah, blah. And so she gifted me a Kindle. And when I got that Kindle, I found a whole new world. And that was the Black romance indie community. And I just fell down a rabbit hole. And I was buying every book. And then I learned about Kindle Unlimited. So then I started paying for that subscription. And I'm seeing all of these Black women writing these stories that, number one, I can relate to. Number two, they're not that much older than me. So it's like, I can do this at 20-something years old, like, and make it a career? What? So with that in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe I should get back into writing. But, like, do I know how to write? Would I know how to write a romance? Like, you know? So I did. I pushed those fears aside, and I wrote a little novella called Angel of Mine. And I sent it to two of my friends who were avid readers at the time. And, like, we had our own fake book club. Like, we would say, hey, did you read that did you read that book by Love Belvin? And then we would read it, talk about it. And then, you know, at the end of your Kindle books, it'll have recommendations for other authors. So then we would find new authors and, you know, things like that. So I sent it to them. they liked the story. They loved it. They told me that I should, you know, consider becoming a Black romance author. And I'm like, can I? Like, how does that work? Like, I see these indie authors, but like, how did they do it? And so I joined a bunch of Facebook groups for aspiring and current authors. I learned about the publishing process, you know, KDP and marketing and just everything. And so I started writing Another Chance to Love. And my best friend had started writing her first book, which is a collection of poetry. And she's like, we should just do this together. Like, we'll publish our books, we'll have a launch party, we'll go through this experience together. So I'm like, okay. Because it's always better when you have someone else who's either going through it with you or, you know, has experience in it. So we did that together, and I was just, like, over the moon with the reception I received. Like, I didn't expect to get reviews or even actually pre-order the book. I think I had, like, 40 pre-orders, and I'm like, what? Like, how did I even reach 40 people? And these were not people that were, like, friends and family. Like, these were strangers who just saw my book or like saw that I promoted it and took a chance on me. So I really appreciate that. And after that book published, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do next until people, you know, reached out and were like, when's the next book? Or like, are you writing more? Is this like, what do you want with this? And I'm like, I could continue to write. Because I noticed that my first royalty check was like $250, which was a lot considering I didn't have any goals. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I had no expectations. So I'm like, I can do this. It's a hobby that I love. I can make money to like pay bills, you know, just a cute side hustle. And so with that in mind, I wrote my second book, All I Need Is You, which came out fall of 2018. From there, I was like, I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna do it. So by the end of 2018, I believe I had 3 or 4 published works. So I'm going into 2019 like I'm an author, like part-time author. And so I released Brown Sugar. And I think when I released Brown Sugar, that's when I really started to take myself seriously. I was like, you can do this, sis. Like, I got an orange banner. The reception was great. Like, people loved the story. And I loved it. Like, I felt like I knew my voice. My pen is established. I know who I am as an author. And then I write Because of Love, which is a continuation of A New Year Kiss, which is a short story that I published at the end of 2018. So I'm circling back to Nina and Mecca, writing their story. It's about, like, they're already together. So this isn't a traditional romance. So now I'm, you know, sticking my toe in different, you know, tropes, different relationships. And while I was a little bit nervous, I knew this is what I wanted to do. So I published a story. It did great. It is one of my most successful books to date. And it still gets a lot of love. So at this point, I'm now considering becoming a full-time author. And while I didn't know what that looked like or like what that meant, I was just like slowly preparing myself. Like, I would just say, you're going to be a full-time author. You're going to be a full-time author. You're going to be a full-time author. Like, I just kept telling myself. And then at this point, I'm working this job that I hate it. Like, I can't even, like, this was meant to be my last job. Like, it was the worst effing job I've ever worked in my life. Like, that's how I know, like, that was the end for me. So I keep telling myself, you're going to be a full-time author. But then on the flip side, I'm like, girl, how? And I'm like playing tug of war with myself. Like, you want to be a full-time author, but like, how am I going to make the money to support myself if I quit my job? And what does that look like? And just all these things, mind racing, right? So November 2019, I get fired from my job. And while I should have been down and out, sad, depressed, whatever, I was freaking elated. Like, I didn't have no plan. I had a couple hundred, maybe $1,000 saved, but like nothing crazy because, you know, and I'm like, all right, you're going to do this. Maybe, you know, this is what you need to build full-time office. Start now. Like, you know, just do it. And then a couple days later, my then boyfriend, but now husband proposed. So I'm like, damn, I got a wedding. I got a plan. And like, now we're like looking for places to move in together. And I'm like, you know, my life is turning up right now. Like, what's going on? So at the end of 2019, I'm like, all right, sis, this is what you're going to do. So I created this cute little plan, marketing, how much I'm going to pay for ads, how many books I'm going to publish, how long the books are going to be, how much the books are going to cost. And, you know, trying to be prepared, like the person that I am, trying to have a plan. Right? Next thing I know, we are in a freaking pandemic. Life is different now. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to follow through with this plan. People are going through so many like changes. We're on lockdown. People are losing their jobs and losing their family members. I lost some family members. Like, it is so much going on. What the hell? And then even in with all that going on, I had the audacity to want to start another business. So I'm like, all right, the world is the way it is. We just got to continue to push. So I don't know where I found this energy. I truly believe it was just a coping mechanism. But next thing I know, I'm writing books and publishing books like damn near every month. And like, it's crazy. And while I'm doing that, I'm setting up this business. I'm testing lip glosses and trying to figure out a recipe and creating lip balms and writing books and dealing with the ways of the world and trying to figure out if I'm going to have a wedding or like what's going on with that. So I'm like, okay, this is a lot, but writing had truly become my escape from everything, which is why I was publishing so much. And my authorversary was coming up in June, 2 years. Like, my plan was to be a full-time author by this authorversary, and here it is. I'm full-time. I'm gonna make this a big deal because it's like this year has been screwed. So I published my Sweet 16, Share My World, and I'm like ecstatic. And I'm starting to notice that my readership is growing. Like, Share My World did, like page read wise and ebook royalty wise, like it did better than I thought it would. I got recognition on Oprah Magazine's blog. I'm like, wow, that moment meant a lot to me. Sometimes we can have our doubts where we don't really know like what the hell's going on. Am I doing the right thing? Like, are people noticing me? And then I get this recognition and I'm like, all right, so that just kind of pushed me into overdrive, and I continue to press out through the year. I published maybe 4 or 5 more books after that, I think. And I launched Rosebud Kisses. And then I got married. I finished out the year with a bang. And I was expecting to ride this high right into 2021. Like, I had published my first audiobook. I'm like, oh my God, like, girl, you doing new things. You branching out. You doing this. You doing that. Then 2021 hits, and I experienced my first bout of writer's block. So after a few weeks of struggling to write, I was like, you just got to take a break. You have to step back, regroup, recalibrate, whatever, but you just have to stop trying to force yourself to write something. So once I was fully, like, invested in this break that I was taking, the story, The Vow, A Marriage of Convenience, started to come to me. I remember back in the fall 2020, I said that I wanted to write a marriage or convenience romance, but you know, like I didn't know where to start. It wasn't really something that was on my radar. It was just, you know, a thought I had that I just put out there into the universe, and it came back right on time. It came right on time. So I started writing The Vow, and I knew that this was the story that I needed to be writing, the moment I've been waiting for, because I was so excited to write this story. Like, it's very, like, okay, I don't want to make it seem like I hate writing any of my books, but there are just certain projects where you're like full 100, like, you just, you're in love with it, you're immersed in it, it's like everything for that moment of time. And I have this weird, like, creative quirk I don't typically discuss with, like, friends, family, or whoever, what I'm working on. I don't know, it's just weird. I don't like answering a lot of questions about it. Like, I don't know, it's just a weird quirk. But with this, like, I was telling my husband, like, explaining the story to him, and he's like, you never tell me what you're working on. And I'm like, I know, but this is, like, this is different, this is different. And I'm, like, texting my author friends, like, I'm about to write this marriage of convenience, y'all. And I've never wrote a marriage of convenience before, and I'm excited, and I just cannot stop freaking talking about it. Like, bursting at the seams with excitement. And so when I dropped the, like, shock flyer, like, this book is coming, and I realized how much romance, like, the romance community loves this trope, like, that didn't even scare me. Like, that's how I knew that this was, like, gonna be a special book, a special moment for me, because I never got, like, the nerves. Like, I guess, what am I trying to say? Come on, say, Dise. I wasn't nervous. I didn't have that nagging feeling in my stomach, which I have with some of my releases. It's not, like, a bad feeling. It's just, like, anxious, I guess. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm about to share this with the world. Or, I don't know. The Vow is just different for me. And it has become one of my most successful books. It's been out for a month, and I've gotten reviews on it that, like, I've never gotten this many reviews on a book this fast. I am shocked by the page reads that it has gotten, and I'm like, whoa. And it has been the best feeling. It's kind of like, it's like a sign. Like, I see it as a sign. Like, you started off a little slow. You didn't publish the book in January or February like you wanted, but you posted right on time. Like, timing is everything. And I truly believe that this year is going to be, like, a great year for me, author-wise. June will make 3 years since I published my first book, which I'm still, like, I have so many goals. Like, it's crazy. First, I want to publish more books with other retailers. So slowly but surely, I will be removing books from Kindle Unlimited. I appreciate the program. I am grateful for all the readers that I have gained through the program, but it's time for me to expand my reader base. And not every reader is on Kindle Unlimited or even using Kindle. Some have Nooks and some use Kobo and, you know, Apple Books. So I want to reach those readers. So my first step was releasing Love on Repeat to all retailers. I chose that book because it's a personal favorite. It did really well under Kindle Unlimited. I truly believe that it is a great place to start as far as, like, D. Rose catalog. And I'm just trying to see how that goes. And another thing that I want to do more of, but it's very costly, audiobooks. So I currently have one book on Audible. It's called Warmth. I decided to do a royalty split because it was just better financially for me to just split the royalties than to pay a narrator hundreds of dollars that I just did not have, and I didn't know if I would get the return on my investment, you know? So I did that. I initially tried to do two books. Sharia Moore was another book that I was trying to get on Audible. However, the narrator flaked on me, and Audible's process with canceling a contract is quite ridiculous. I told them that the narrator has just not had given me any communication. Like, I gave him a few edits and he just has not responded to anything. I've expressed that to Audible. However, that book is still, I cannot cancel the contract for whatever reason. So now I'm trying to find other avenues to get this done. Again, it is very, like, it costs so much to do this. Narrators, you know, they charge their worth, which I can't be mad at, but you know, my pockets just can't afford it right now. And then of course you want to get the popular narrators, the narrators that are fan favorites that you know are great narrators, you know. But I also want to take chances on new narrators, and it's just a very long, strenuous process that I don't think people truly understand. It's just a lot, but I do hope to at least get, you know, maybe two audiobooks out by the end of the year. We'll see. Right now, that's not looking like it could happen, but you know, you never know what'll happen. I am interested in doing more book discussions. I recently had a book discussion for The Vow. It was great. Shout out to my friend Bria for helping me orchestrate that. I would like to do more book discussions, whether it's with the book club or whether, you know, a peer is hosting it. I would like to do more of it. What I do not want to do is plan my own book discussion because I've already written the book, did reviews, excuse me, rewrites, edit, all of that. Like, I don't want to have to do that and then create questions for a book discussion. That's just something I'm just not interested in doing right now. What else? There's so much. The world is truly my oyster, and I am ready. I am about to start my next novel, which is something I've started and restarted maybe three times, but I do know that this is it because I have an outline. I know the beginning, the middle, the end. Like, I just know it. I just need to write it. So that is next on my radar for D Rose. And if there was any piece of advice I could give aspiring authors or just authors who feel like they're stuck, because I have gone through that too. I shared my story with you all, and while I didn't really like go into the moments where I doubted myself, there were quite a few moments. Because you just never know. And creatives, we're sensitive beings, especially when it comes to our art that we're sharing with people who don't necessarily understand the process. Or maybe, you know, they might not even care, but it's something that's very, we hold near and dear to our hearts. I would say, you know, just this is your own race. You're not in competition with anyone. This is your race. And as one of my favorite authors, Nicole Falls, says, keep your eyes on your own paper. It is very easy to get caught up in who's doing what, who went number one, who has this many reviews, who gets this many reposts when they publish something, like whatever. But you need to stay focused on yourself. Comparison is truly, 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 truly the thief of joy. And the moment you start comparing yourself to someone who's been an author for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you will lose yourself. It's not fair to them or to you to even compare yourself to their career. You know, everyone has their own timetable, their own lane, their own way that they do things. And it is unfair to you to think that you're supposed to have the same success as someone who has worked like hard. You don't know people's backstory, you know. And I know it's not trendy or cool to talk about your missteps and shortcomings, but just know that we all have them, and this is your own race. And if you are waiting for a sign or whatever to write your first book, this is it. There's no like special moment where you're like, I'm gonna start the book now, like this is it. No. I wrote my first book, I was freaking depressed. Like, I was sad as hell. I I wrote my first book. It helped me like kind of find my purpose in life. Not kind of, I did find my purpose in life. It helped me regroup, recenter, like, girl, you are not meant to work a 9-to-5. You're meant to be an author. So I truly thank God for that, that vision of myself. And I cannot wait to see where this leads to. A lot of friends and family members are like, you should get into TV, you should get into film. And it's like, I'm just trying to get this down first, you know? And truth be told, not a lot of Black indie authors are getting those deals like we deserve. And though it's taking too damn long, I feel like our time is coming. And when it does, we're just going to shake up the world, just like we're shaking up the romance community now. And just know your time will come. And getting it out the mud is not always a bad thing. You know, you learn tenacity, resilience, perseverance. You learn a lot about yourself. I've learned so much about myself throughout this process. You know, I am an intense planner. I like to have a plan. And as I stated before, I went into 2020 thinking that I was going to have a smooth sailing year, and I did not. But 2020 was still my best year financially. Readership wise, review wise, like whatever, I still had a great year. It just didn't pan out the way that I wanted it to. And sometimes we have to kind of shift our perspective in the way that we expect things. So I hope that you all enjoy this first episode. If you have any episode ideas or topics you want me to cover, just let me know. I look forward to sharing more bits and pieces of the makings of D-Rose with you all. Talk to you later.